Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and coaching program for people who want to learn how to build a second stream of income using real estate. Our members invest in everything from single family houses to apartment complexes, self-storage complexes, RV parks, senior living, hotels, strip shopping centers. If it produces cash flow, we're investing in it. The goal of the Total Wealth Academy member is to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs, and is based off of a point that Warren Buffett made 30, 40 years ago, where he said, never, never rely on a sole source of income, a job. Always invest to build a second stream of income. He was not talking about stocks, mutual funds, gold, silver, crypto. Income stream. He was talking about income producing assets like businesses and real estate. And that's what we teach our people how to do, how to build wealth, peace of mind, all while helping and serving others through their real estate. Today, I want to kind of have some fun and literally start an argument with you. Again, I want it to be fun, but I want to start an argument based off of this particular, I'm going to call it a principle. And the reason it's a principle and not a rule is because there's really no exception to this. Everybody, including you, here's what starts the argument, is 100% successful at everything you do. Now, why do I call it an argument? Because when I'm talking to people and I'm one-on-one and I make that bold claim, I always get pushback. People will look at me and they'll start to beat themselves up. They'll say things like, oh, come on, I'm not in the financial position I want to be in. I'm overweight. I don't have the relationships that I want. I'm not in the job or career that I really want. And they just beat themselves to a pulp right in front of me. What you have to understand is that that particular response is listing results. It has very little to do with a clear definition of success. Just because you're not getting the results that you want does not mean you're not successful. Now, that may be hard to swallow at first, but if you'll listen to me for this next 45 minutes, an hour, I'll share with you all of the reasons why I believe you are a successful person. And it goes all the way back to when you were a little kid, little 4 or 5 year old kid. And it happens to all of us. What happens is our parents start telling us how to be successful. And they tell us something like this. See if this doesn't sound familiar to you. To work real hard in high school, get good grades, and graduate high school. Do you remember being told that? How many of you did that? You graduated high school. You passed. How many of you did that? You're successful. You succeeded at that. you're a successful person. But then when you got into high school, a new group of people started telling you how to be successful, kind of giving you the next step, if you will. They said, you want to do good in high school so that you can get a degree, get your diploma, and then get into college. There's the path to success. Do real well in high school and graduate, then get into college and do real well and graduate and get yourself a degree from a university. How many of you have a degree from a university? I don't care if you're not using it. Very few people do. But how many of you have a degree, even if you're not using it? You're successful. You had a goal, get a degree. And you went out and you busted your butt. And think about what you did. You took a minimum of 4 years of your life and gave it away to the university. That's 4 years of your earning ability. And let's say the average income at that age is maybe 40 grand a year. So you gave away $160,000 of your earning ability. You probably paid the university somewhere between $80,000 and $100,000 by the time you add it all up, room and board, classes, books, everything. You lost 4 years of your earning ability combined with the cost of the degree. You're up at $240,000 to get that degree. Now, if you went another 2 years or another 4 years, you can double or triple that. You had a goal. You spent massive amounts of time and effort to achieve it. And you did it. You are a successful person. Then your college professors and your counselors, they told you. They said, once you get out, once you get your degree, you want to get a high-paying job and look for good benefits. Healthcare, dental, 401k. Get a high-paying job with good benefits. Not a job you love. They didn't say that, did they? They said get a high-paying job with good benefits. And here's their sales pitch. Look, if you're making a lot of money, you won't care you're in a job you hate. But how well does that work? It doesn't. Okay? But how many of you got a good job? You're successful. You had a goal. You expended massive effort, massive amounts of time, huge commitment, 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. You did it. You're successful. When we come back from the break, I'm going to list a bunch of other things that you're successful at, and we're going to separate results from success. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're having a fun little argument where I'm saying you're 100% successful at every single thing that you do. And as I say that, what most people do is begin to beat themselves up. You know, I'm not this, I'm not that, I don't have a lot of money, bear with me. We're going to separate results from success in a moment. But let's go through some other things you've been successful at. How many of you were told to find a pretty wife or a handsome husband? Did you do it? Are you married? You got married. You're successful. You successfully got married. How many of you have kids? Do you realize the risk involved in having a child? How much work it is? But you did it. You are successful. I could go on and on and on listing different things that you're successful at. But what you will do as a rule is throw back in my face your results. You'll say, I'm not in the financial position I want to be in. I'm not successful. No, that's a result. You are successful. But is it not possible that you're successful at ineffective things? Things that won't ever give you the results that you truly want? So you got to separate those two things in your brain. You can be successful all day long and still not get out of life what you want because you're successful at the wrong things. You're wasting your time. Let's go back to when you were a little 5 or 6 year old and your parents were giving you, we'll call it a map to success. What you want to ask yourself is this question. Were your parents ever in the financial position that you want to be in? Were they multimillionaire entrepreneurs? If the answer is no, then I want you to think about this. Is it not possible that the map to success that they gave you is not right? Make sense? They didn't know. They'd never done it. They'd never been to, quote unquote, success or the results that you wanted. Let's move forward to high school. They gave you a map to success. Were your high school teachers in the financial position that you want to be in? Were they multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. Again, same question. Is it not possible that the map to success that they gave you doesn't work? Move on to college. College professors. Were any of them in the financial position you want to be in? I was at a major university here in Texas. The first 5 minutes of several of my classes was listening to my professor complain about their money, their pay, their life. They were not in the financial position you want to be in either. So is it not possible they gave you the wrong map? But then, around middle age, 35, 40, because 2 times 35 is 70, 2 times 40 is 80, middle age is 35 to 40. It's not like they show you on TV, they show you a 50-year-old guy, middle-aged Mr. Smith. He ain't middle-aged, he's old. 2 times 50 is 100. He ain't going to live to be 100. Middle age is 35 to 40, and you better accept that, and you better wake up. So about 35, 40, people get desperate. And they go out and they hire a financial planner. Now you can Google this. What's the average pay for a financial planner in the United States? 100, 120 a year. So here's what you did out of desperation. You hired a financial planner and you said this to them. You know, Mr. Financial Planner, Mrs. Financial Planner, I know you don't make a lot of money. I know you're not rich. I know you're not retired, but can you teach me how to get rich and retire? They can't help you. They can't help you. You fell for the oldest trick in the book. It's a thing called a title. Financial planner. Certified financial planner. I got a warning for you. Titles mean nothing. I know people with PhD behind their names. Morons. Literal morons. They've worked for 40 years. They're broke. They're 50 pounds overweight. They're on wife number four. They're just idiots. But they got that title. Stop looking for titles. What do you look for? We've been talking about it the whole show. Results. Does this person who you're going to take advice from have the results from their life that you want? And you're going to find real quick, titles mean nothing. Nothing. It's all about results. Guy comes to me with a business card with three different titles on it. I don't care. Another guy comes to me, 26 years old, owns three apartment complexes. I'm impressed. And he has no titles. Because he's busting his butt. He's getting results. The other guy with the three titles, broke. Working a job. What you've got to understand is that you are successful at every single thing that you do. It's just that we're given the wrong things to do. We are we're mastering ineffective things. Like so many people think that a job is the end game. They get a job, they're done. They think somehow they're going to climb the corporate ladder, people are going to die. This is literally their business model. They get a job and they go, boy, I can't wait for people above me to die, retire, or get fired so I can move up and get a higher pay. That's literally their goal. That's their big plan, their big financial plan for success. Oh my God. When you say it out loud, isn't it ridiculous? It's terrible. It's flipping terrible. Let's go back and pretend like I'm your dad. On your 8th birthday, just like I did with my son, I'll tell the story from that point of view. On my son's 8th birthday, I handed him a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. The most important financial book you'll ever read. The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. And I told him, I said, son, you need a second stream of income. Don't forget that. Guess what I told him when he turned 9? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Need a second stream of income, son. 16, 17, 18. You're headed off to college. Don't forget about that second stream of income. My son graduated college with 11 rent houses and $4,000 a month in second stream of income. Now, why? Some of you are going to go, oh, he must be smarter than me. He must work harder than me. That's a bunch of bull. He does work hard. He's extremely intelligent. So are you. And so do you, referring to work hard. No, that isn't the difference. What's the difference? He was told effective things to do. See, while you were told to get a job, climb the corporate ladder, put your money in a 401k, IRA, scrimp and save for 45 years, retire and live off your savings, I was telling my son, screw that. You'll be 70 before you enjoy have enough money. Who cares? You're 70. See, the rich teach their children differently than the poor and middle class. The rich are teaching their kids differently. And there's a phrase out there that irritates me. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. And they imply the rich are doing something to harm the poor. They're not. They don't care. They're having too much fun driving their Ferraris to the golf course. No. It's just that they teach their kids effective things while the poor and middle class keep passing on generation after generation a business model that doesn't work. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about kind of, we're having a fun little argument where I'm trying to make the argument that you are successful at every single thing that you do, but you're doing ineffective things because your parents, your high school teachers, your college professors, and your they gave you the wrong map. None of them have ever been where you're trying to go, so they can't help you. See, in America, financial education is your responsibility. It is not in high school. It is not in college. And your financial planners don't know it because, like I said, they're making $110, $120 a year. They don't know it. You've got to get it yourself. You are responsible. Remember this. The poor and the middle class are passing on the wrong map generation after generation after generation. The result? 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. And we keep passing it on. Some of you are telling your kids to go to college. Oh yeah, that's the path to success. Didn't work for me, but honey, it'll work for you. What? Are you really going to pass the wrong map onto your own kids? You're doing it, aren't you? You're doing it and you know it. And I'm telling you to stop. Now, do some kids need to go to college? Absolutely. There are some vocations that require it. And if that vocation is your child's passion, they love it. I'll just say doctor. From the time they were four years old, they wanted to be a doctor. And that's all they talk about. That's all they think about. They literally have a copy of Grey's Anatomy, and they've memorized it. Let that kid go to college. But don't force it down their throats like it's the key to success. It's not. Not far from it. It's just a way to get a higher paying job. Again, with the poor and middle class belief that a job is the important, most important thing. It's not. It's just the ante to get into the game. It's buying income producing assets that makes you wealthy, not your job. And most of you know this. What is a job? J-O-B. Just over broke. And that's truth. Most everybody's living paycheck to paycheck, just over broke. It's not your job that builds wealth. It's your income producing assets. And if you don't have any of those, you're not going to get wealthy. Think about the Monopoly analogy. It is absolutely 100% accurate. If you played Monopoly and all you did was circle the board, pass, go, collect your $200 paycheck, circle the board, pass, go, collect your $200, would you ever win the game? No. Because the players who were passing go and buying income-producing assets on the board would crush you. It is the exact same in real life. Monopoly and real life are almost identical. You've got to have the right map. If you look at what we do at Total Wealth Academy, we teach people what the rich teach their kids. It's that simple. In my Saturday class, I literally teach people 40, 50, 60, even a few 70-year-olds, I teach them exactly what I taught my kids to be financially independent before they were 30. That's it. So, to finalize my argument, what I want you to admit is that you are successful. Anything that you set your mind to, you do it. But what if you were given the wrong things to do? Think of it like this. You heard this radio show today, right? Are you aware that you can't unhear it? You can't unhear it. You now know that you are successful at everything that you do, but you were given the wrong map, so you went out and you were successful at the wrong things. And now, if you're going to change your results, who has to change? You do. You got to change. If you're 40, 45, you've had 20 years doing it your way, are you in the financial position you want to be in? No? Then stop doing that. You got to change. Because if you do the same thing another 20 years, which is what sadly most of you are going to do, same thing for another 20 years, what kind of results are you going to get? The exact same results. There's an illness out there. It's a form of insanity where you do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's a form of insanity. You're not going to get a different result if you keep doing the same thing. That's why it's so important to read, attend seminars, go to workshops, hang around with successful people, get involved in organizations where successful people are at. Ooh, better be careful. I'm using the word success. You got to get around people who have the results that you want. Andrew Carnegie said it. 150 years ago, something like that. He said this that long ago. He said, Americans, talking to you, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. It's all been done before. Simply go out and find people who have the results that you want and imitate them. There's the secret to life. Get your ego in check. Stop trying to think you have to figure it out all on your own. I'll do it my way. Forget that. Just go find people who already have the results that you want. Find out what they did and imitate them. It's like that book, The Richest Man in Babylon. The Richest Man in Babylon lays out exactly how money works, how to build wealth. It's just a perfect map. And by the way, if you want that book, go to Total Wealth. It's free. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/books. You can download our reading list, and you can download a free PDF of The Richest Man in Babylon. That is totalwealthacademy.com/books. totalwealthacademy.com/books. And there's just it's a plain page. It has pictures of the books that we recommend. But click the reading list link and click the free copy of The Richest Man in Babylon. Read that book. Get your kids to read that book. And for God's sake, don't pass on a business model to your children that you know doesn't work. You're condemning them to the same fears, insecurities, pain, suffering that you and I suffered with. You're condemning them to the same thing. Don't do that. And by the way, leadership is by example. You can't tell your kids to do something different than you did unless you're doing it.
1 minute.
The greatest gift, I think, other than unconditional love, the greatest gift that I gave my children was living well financially and teaching them how to do the same thing. But I would not have been able to do that if I hadn't done it myself. You got to do it. So go to totalwealthacademy.com/books, download the reading list, and download a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon. They're both free. totalwealthacademy.com/books. Thanks for listening.
An old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to totalwealthacademy.com. totalwealthacademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I got a couple of emails. I'm going to answer those in a minute. Remember, if you want to email me a question, feel free to at any time. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, and you can ask me anything. David needs the website for the book. It's totalwealthacademy.com/books with an S. So I think you may have tried book. Try it with an S and you should have no problem getting in there. totalwealthacademy.com/books with an S. And then Mark is asking about the expo this weekend, trying to convince his wife to go. Let me pull that page up and I'll review it. The expo this weekend is from 9 a.m. to about 3 or 4. We have five different speakers, and this is a good way in a non-threatening, relaxing environment to expose yourself to what we're doing at Total Wealth Academy, meet some of the leaders of the group, meet the staff, and have a good time. We're celebrating Britain. This one's called the British Fair, and we're going to have first Craig and Linda McKinley. Craig and Linda are a power couple who own three or four apartment complexes. They're about to add another apartment complex in Uvalde, and they're going to be teaching about 30 minutes on maximizing growth potential as a passive investor, how to get your highest rates of return as a passive investor. Then we've got Bhavan and Pratima Sharma from Dallas-Fort Worth, who are going to be talking about mastering A-class apartments to increase cash flow and increase your profit to your investors. Then Sam Morris, a great guy, is going to be talking about how to build wealth with self-storage and some of the case studies of self-storage deals that he has done. After that, we've got Dragan Trojkovski from the Tony Robbins Group. This is one of Tony's number two people. Now, he has multiple people he has trained up to what they call number two position. There's multiple number two guys. But Dragan, I love the guy. He's so authentic. He's such a great guy. And he's going to teach you the strategies that Robbins Group teaches for how to perform at your highest level and get yourself to take action. So those of you that are a little bit of a procrastinator, you know, you've listened to my show for weeks, months, years, still haven't done anything, come to this event, and he will show you multiple techniques to get yourself to take action. Then I'm going to speak for about 20 minutes on this fact. Every one of you who has money in the bank or makes an insurance payment is a passive investor already. You're already passive investing. You just get no benefits from it. I'll show you how to change that. Then, about noon, we're going to break, go downstairs, and have some British food. We are having fish and chips, shepherd's pie. If you're a vegetarian, we have a taco vegetarian option. We're going to have bagpipers play. Then after they're done, we'll play some English music, British music, I should say, because we're going to go all over the islands. And it's just a fun event where you can, in a relaxed atmosphere, not a lot of pressure. It's just, if you're thinking about Total Wealth Academy or you're consciously aware that what you're doing is not working and you want to learn a new way, come to this free event. Just go to totalwealthacademy.com/expo, totalwealthacademy.com/expo. This is a free event for members, guests, and non-members, anybody that wants to come. So sign up yourself, sign up your spouse, children 13 and up. Again, I can't stress enough that the sooner you get your kids to understand money, the better, because there's going to be all kinds of people, as I described, giving them bad advice. You want them to know the rules of gold, the rules of money before they hit high school and definitely before they hit college. So check it out, totalwealthacademy.com/expo. And you can reserve a seat, two seats, three seats, whatever you want to do. But do pick out your meal. Please be sure to pick out what you want, because we're ordering that based on the information we get from these reservations. I think there's about 20 seats left. The limit is 400. I think we're at either 370 or 380. So if you're serious about it, you need to go immediately and reserve your seat. Okay. Hope that helps, Mark. And your wife. Hope that helps, Mrs. Mark. Let's see if I've got any other questions. Sales pitch. Here's a question from Angelique. This is a crystal ball question. What effect do you think the bank crisis, I don't know about it being a crisis, but two banks closed, one closed and one was forced to close, I believe is what happened. How will this affect real estate prices? Well, first off, Angelique, I got to warn you, nobody can predict this. If you go do the research, you're going to hear 100 people, 33 of them are going to say there's going to be no effect. 33 are going to say it's going to raise the prices because people are going to feel safer in real estate. And 33% are going to say prices will drop because people are panicking about the banks closing. Here's what I guarantee. Here's my prediction for the coming 12 months. A bunch of stuff is going to happen that we didn't expect. That's my prediction. But what you got to understand is, Angelique, is I don't care what it does. If prices stay the same, I'm going to make money. If prices drop, I'm going to make even more money. If prices go up, I'm going to make more money. See, Angelique, as real estate investors, we are not victims of the marketplace like speculators in the stock market, mutual funds, gold, silver, and crypto are. They are victims of the marketplace. We make money in both the up and down markets, so we don't care what it does. And we don't try to predict it because you can't. It's a waste of time. So Angelique, do not sit on the sidelines paralyzed by a worry or fear. Let me tell you something about worry and fear. They are useless. They're useless. All they do is consume your brain power, consume your energy, and give you no results whatsoever. Go ahead, worry about it. Worry about it for the next hour, see if anything changes. Don't think about anything but the banks collapsing for the next hour. Just worry about it. See if it does anything. It won't. But it sure consumed your brain power for an hour, didn't it? Worry is useless. I don't even spend 1 minute worrying anymore. Now, I'm 58 and it took me to about 52 to learn how to do that. So I'm not saying it's an easy thing to do. But the sooner you get started and start practicing and not worrying, the better you'll be at it as you grow older. But worrying is useless. You need to focus on the solution. If you're worried about it, Angelique, because you're a speculator, you're in the stock market, and you're getting slaughtered, get out of the stinking stock market. You know, it goes up and teases you for 5 years, then it goes down for 3 years. Then it goes up for 5 years, teases you, goes down for 3 years. It's done that for the last 100 years. The stock market has collapsed 18 times in the last 100 years. And people don't, they literally think that, oh, we solved it, we're back up, we're going to be back up forever now. No, you're not. It's cyclical. It goes up and down. It will continue to go up and down forever. That's the only guarantee I can give you. So Angelique, again, don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. Don't have fear. But if you're a victim, you're in the stock market, mutual funds, things like that, get out of that situation. You don't have to be a victim of the marketplace. Okay, let me read the rest of this email. I don't see any other question marks. Thank you for the kind words. Oh, and Angelique, take what I said with a grain of salt. Do not get upset, please, or think I'm being too harsh, because I don't mean it to be harsh. I use certain phrases to shock people, to irritate people, because that will help you remember it. It's not because I don't respect you or think you're wonderful. You are, but you got to get out of that situation that you put yourself in. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.